Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker, and today we're going to be talking about a mom who has an OnlyFans. She has a 13-year-old son, and it's pretty much ruined his life. I wish there was going to be a positive to take out of this story today. I think I wish there was more advice I could give this young man, but I'll tell you, now that not only OnlyFans, but spicy work is considered real work, we're going to see more of this stuff. And the problem is that even if the son or daughter is relatively well-adjusted to their mom doing this in a household, what happens when other people, maybe friends in school or other people, get wind of this and decide to make fun of you and decide to give you a hard time about it? I mean, we know that kids getting hassled and everything like that is a real problem. And this is just one more thing that that kids can be hassled about. But the callousness that a parent, in this case, well, not a parent, a mom. I don't know too many dads that have OnlyFans. The case that a mom would do this without having the foresight of thinking what it might do to their son. I think it's just, I think we're going to see a lot more of this. And I think we're going to have more mental health issues amongst younger people today, and men and women alike, because there isn't a strong father figure in the family. There isn't a masculine role. I cannot tell you the difference between my parents. My father is a very traditional male. My mom is a very traditional female. And while my mom is, everything will be okay and it's all right, and you know what, you're such a good-looking, smart, intelligent, beautiful baby boy. Yes, she lied to me all my life. You know, that's how moms support people. My dad was a brush it off, man up, don't worry about it, things will be all right. You know, you just got to do the right thing, and you know, don't lie and stand up for your mistakes. And then when you combine the two of those things together, you get somebody that's pretty well-rounded. But when you're missing that kind of that strength, that pillar of strength in the family, kids get all emotional and kind of weird, and they don't do very well in life. And I think we're going to see a lot more of that. Let's do a couple of losses before we get to the main story here. First loss. Oh, before I do that, I just posted a video on censorship on men and the manosphere. It is not getting nearly as many views as most of my videos do, so either it's not being recommended, which wouldn't surprise me from some of the words I say inside of it, or maybe it's just not a traditional topic you guys kind of check out. Please check out that video, because I talk about not only the censorship against the manosphere, but the censorship that is coming from our governments and from tech media and how it is going to affect all of us. I think it's a real important video. It's only 30 minutes long, but I would appreciate if you check that out. All right, first loss of the day. Right in the beginning of the Olympics, the U.S. women's national soccer team gets humiliated by Sweden to start the Olympics. I'm not going to read the story, but the American team was on a 44-win streak. So they had won 44 games, lost zero. They were more concerned about getting equal pay to the men, even though the men bring in several billions and billions of dollars more in ad revenue. They were worried about equal pay. They were worried about taking the knee for BLM. They were worried about taking the knee as an anti-cop protest. They were worried about everything but soccer. And they showed up, and Sweden, and I think this was in the first seed. So if USA is number one, then Sweden was probably lower or last ranked in the seeding, if they do it anything like college basketball. Anyway, either way, they got blown out. And of course here, Miss Rapinoe, go ask for more money. LeBron James bombs at the box office after going woke and simping for China. So if many of you don't know, there was the original Space Jams movie back when I was younger, and it had Michael Jordan in it. It was a really good film, like for younger people and kids. And you know, I liked it enough as a non-teen, but the new one, it bombs at the box office. Among failing domestic sales of Space Jam: A New Legacy, the movie, and its big star, LeBron James, are expected to take an even bigger hit after China has stated that it won't allow the movie to air in their country. It costs roughly, I'll just skim over this, it roughly costs $200 million to make. Looks like they've made about $60 million so far, and they're going to lose a ton of money on this movie. They're thinking it may lose upwards of $100 million or more. Said it before, say it again. You know, go woke, or get woke, go broke. You know, a lot of people like myself, or many of you guys, we're not out there making petitions. We're not out there writing our government. We're not out there writing news articles about how we feel about something. We're not crawling all over Twitter screaming at the universe about the way we want things. We're relatively quiet. But the quiet 10% are what everybody's listening to, the media, the news, the government, and everything else. And what they don't understand is the silent majority, we speak with our dollars. And until they get this, they're just going to keep trying to chase that 10% of people, and they're going to be losing a whole lot of revenue. And I'm okay with that. I think it's great. I still don't have to speak up. I still don't have to jump on Twitter and let my comments fly. I'm gonna do my videos here, and I'm going to speak with my dollars. And I think enough people are voting with their dollars that at some point, either companies are going to learn or they're going to go broke completely, and they're just going to fail. And I'm okay with that. And the last loss of the day, Senate Democrats propose requiring women to register for military draft. You know, I love this story because it's women mostly, I forget what the percentage is, but if the United States was, if the Democrat versus Republican was voted on by women alone, I think 48 or 49 of the states would be Democrats. So women very heavily vote for Democrats. Well, it is now the Democrats saying, well, you're going to have to sign up to participate in armed services. I think, and this comes from Senate Armed Service Chair Jack Reed. The reason why I think that's important is because we've got a lot of tension going on between Russia, with China, with Taiwan, with Japan, with us. Hey, you know what? There's part of me that's like the Democrats care so little about their constituents. They're just getting as many as warm bodies as they can get ready for any conflict they have. That way they can have the women operating the computers and things on the backside, on the safe side from the U.S. or from the ships, and they can just throw all the men's warm bodies into the fray, as it were. I don't think that's good, but hey, women are going to have to participate in this, and they kind of voted for it because the people they voted for put them in. All right, let's move on to the main story. This young man, this is a Reddit post, and the reason why this Reddit post is a big deal is because it actually made it to Twitter, it made it to Facebook, and it was circulating around. I don't think it ever got to trending, but I've seen many people posting this story and talking about how sad it is. So this just isn't a problem that's kind of quietly on Reddit. This is straight up, This is straight up making it onto kind of the main social media site. So it says, I've been depressed and I want to self-delete because my mom's OnlyFans. He says, I'm 13 and my mom is 33. Things at school were never great. I'm sort of short, so I get picked on some, but it was manageable. That was until one of my classmates showed me a picture of my mom naked. I almost had a panic attack, and I had to be excused from the classroom. I ended up not showing up for school for a few days, faking sick. I was hoping that things would cool off, but they didn't. As soon as I got to school, almost everyone in my class was staring and laughing at me. This had been going on for about a week now. I was wondering how my classmates even got the pictures, and apparently my mom advertises her OnlyFans on her personal Twitter account. And some students from my school follow her, so they are able to see the naked photos, and they've been spread everywhere. I don't even have a Twitter, so I didn't know about any of this. I feel so bad for this young man. So at 33, you know, that's the age where women still feel like, hey, I can still get a man. I'm still attractive. And they can. You know, I'm not saying a 33-year-old can't get a guy. You know, gravity hasn't fully taken over yet. Maybe she takes care of herself. She hasn't hit the wall. She's doing okay. But she's advertising on social media, on Twitter. And she's managing from her, like, personal account. Now, I know as a teen, I know there were a couple of MILFs out there that were friends of mine. Their moms were kind of MILFs. And were there social media where those MILFs were posting pictures of themselves at the beach and in bikinis? I can't say that I wouldn't have followed them on social media, because young men are so full of testosterone, and they think so much with their little heads that it's a hell of a drug, let me tell you. So a couple of them, even one or two that followed her, saw the advertising, and it's not that hard to come up with $5 anymore. Although how they got a card to pay for it, I don't know. But they were able to find, and maybe they found them leaks or something. They were able to find this kid's mom's photos. There's the type of damage that this can do to young people Because not only is it getting the social pressure where everybody in the classroom's laughing at you and talking about you, you feel so ostracized and so alone and so... And many of us guys have gone through that in life. He already gets picked on for being short, and I was short, and I got picked on a lot. I ended up developing a sense of humor, and I would joke back with people. It still bothered me, but I was able to kind of deal with it enough that people realized it didn't bother me, and so they stopped. This kid, how do you fake not being upset by people sharing, or maybe even your little friends cranking one off to your mom? I mean, there's jokes about that stuff, your mother jokes, but this takes it to a whole new level. He said, the worst part is when I confronted my mom about this, she told me that I was overreacting and that adult work is basically the same as working at a bank or a grocery store. She also said it makes her feel good about herself and that I should be happy that she's more confident now. I told the principal, but they can't suspend thousands of students or take anyone's phones. I've been crying in my room every day for the past week. I don't think I can take it anymore. The biggest travesty out of all this is the mother's reaction. The mother's reaction, she's all in on what the feminists push, that this is real work and you should be supportive of me and everything is okay and stop worrying about it. And you should be happy for me because it makes me more confident and I'm happy. You notice there was no point, at least from this young man's statement, where he said, she told me she's sorry, she felt bad about it, she'd think about it. No, he's just told, hey, deal with it and move on. And this is what happens when you have young men that are growing up in these mentally unstable families with mothers like this, where they don't have a father figure to go to, they don't have any support, maybe they don't have any brothers, their male friends are making fun of them. This young man, these are the type of guys that do self-delete. They take themselves out because they feel that the world is against them, that no one supports them, that they're on the outside of things. And you know something? I can't verify if these stories are true, but I come across them every once in a while. And even if they're not, even if this specific one isn't 100% true, the one thing we need to remember is that this strikes true, that there are young people that go through these problems, that there are people that have these issues. And I know this because when I had problems as a young man, they weren't anything like this, but I had problems. And I had moments in my life where I thought about, not self-deleting, but thought about leaving my friends behind, running away, getting away from it all. And I had a healthy family structure. These kids today that are growing up without a healthy family structure, that are not having anybody there to support them, there's going to be a male crisis. And there already is, let's face it, there already is, but it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And we know how this goes in the media. They don't talk about young men having problems. It's always young men are the cause of the problems. And it's women that we need to protect. And it's women we need to look out for. And it's girls that we need to make sure that they're taken care of. The crisis on men is real. And I think this story here exemplifies that. And until things change, and until we maybe shift the pendulum back to the right hand side where we're a little bit more realistic about this stuff, I think we're in a world of hurt. Now let's move on to the dating profile of the day. All right, this is a 21-year-old with a little boy. She says, if that's a deal breaker, swipe left. I come with a lot of baggage, so swipe right if you think you can handle and fix me. She smokes regularly. She wants marriage and she wants more kids. The whole reason I picked this one out is because she is a 21-year-old. She's got a nose piercing and some other things. But this is something I'm seeing a lot with the dating profiles that are submitted to me and ones that I find on the web. That women, young women, 21 years old, they should be just freshly out of high school, getting into college or getting into whatever job they decide to do. They should be dating. They should have been enjoying life. And she's 21 with a kid. And she's already even says, I have a lot of baggage and I need someone to help and someone to fix me. This is something that again, a father role, a male role in their lives should be handling. But because a large number of I think it's now over 50% of young men and women these young people like this are raised without a father figure in single family, which mostly means single mother homes. They're not getting anybody to actually help them be able to cope with the world and make good decisions. Not saying that women don't necessarily make help these young people think with good decisions, but just like my mom and many women out there, women think emotionally, men think logically. These young people are not getting the logic skills that say, I know you're really excited, I know you really like this boy, but you know what, you don't have protection, or you're not dating him long term, and if you get yourself in trouble, you're gonna be in trouble. That takes foresight down the road. They're not getting that. What they do is they think in the moment, they go out, they hook up, they have their fun, they get in a bad way, they either have kids or they have to delete the kids, and they start getting themselves into a lot of problems. And once that happens, then they're looking for you young men out there to come save them, to come pull them out of trouble, to come get their life back on order. It's too late by then. You cannot fix somebody, and nor should she be looking for somebody to fix her. She needs to find she needs to find some therapy. And if you're going through struggles because of a single mom or a single parent or somebody's done, whether dad or mom, has done something to you that was negative and is giving you problems, go seek counseling. Get help for this stuff. Because if you don't, no one else is going to fix you. Because let's be honest, probably no one else cares about you. I mean, we in the Manosphere here, we talk to you and we try to do everything we can to support you and give you help and let you know that you are important. But the people in your life, the people that say they look out for you, just like this kid's mom, many times they're just selfish and they don't really care about your well-being. So you have to learn how to take care of yourself. These are the type of young women that are coming out there and wanting to date you boys and you guys. Stay away from them. You can't fix them. Just steer clear. Go on your right path. And hopefully she can pull herself out of this. Probably not, but you never know. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. Best way to support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. Please go check out my other video on censorship. It's an important one because many in the Manosphere are being attacked again, per usual. But Aaron Clary and a couple others are probably leaving YouTube. So I think it's something you guys should know about. I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, OnlyFans and all this weirdness out there right now, some people may say it's empowering and it's strong and it's wonderful, straight, you know, strong and empowering and brave. There's a cost, and the cost is young people that have to grow up in these poisonous type family things.